The changes that are ongoing with Facebook, it really is a bit of an avalanche. It's every day there's something new happens that you need to try and keep yourself across. Now, not all of them are going to impact on everyone's business. Some do, some don't, but it is one of those things where you've got to be aware of what's happening just in case it does impact on you a little bit further down the road.
Ladies and gentlemen, the next event on the card is a heavyweight marketing bout for the small to medium business owner. In the red corner, from Paradise, Australia, is David. And in the blue corner, from an English paradise, is David.
Hello and welcome to this week's episode of David versus David, the podcast for the small and medium business owner, where we talk about and examine all things marketing, advertising and internet related to help you grow your business a little bit more. My name is David Pritchard here in the UK and my co-host down under on the other side of the world, still suffering after a huge thrashing at the Ashes cricket match, is David Council in Tasmania. Hello, David.
Hello, mate. I was wondering when you were going to work that into the conversation. We were having a chat while we were getting set up in the background. There was no mention of the cricket. I'm sitting there thinking, yeah, he hasn't forgotten about it. He's just waiting for his time. He's lining me up. He's taken the long run all the way back to the fence. He's going to come in and let me have it. Yes. It's been an expensive Ashes test for Australia. I believe that that'll cost us the captain, at least one bowler, possibly, and a wicket keeper. I think we're up to four members of the team that are gone already, and there may be some more to go. So that just outlines exactly how bad it was.
Let's face it, you'll be stronger for it, David. You'll be stronger for it.
Well, I tell you, I was watching the cricket when we were all out for 60 the other morning, and you were messaging me via Facebook, and we were just shattered. We're sitting there going, this can't be happening. In the end, I turned it off and went to bed. It was just too depressing.
For our listeners that aren't cricket fans, a brief word is that normally both sides get to have two innings, get to bat the ball, bat and try to score the runs and build up a huge score. Normally in a 5-day test match, which is such as this one, innings would normally last at least a day, maybe a day and a half, something like that. The Aussies managed to do it within about 90 minutes and they were all out. And they were just wicked. Their batsmen were tumbling everywhere. They were being bowled out and everything like this. And for those of you that are cricket fans, wasn't it fantastic? Sorry. Anyway, that's it. Right, no more. I won't go on about it. I won't rub it in, David. Too much. We will remember it forever. So it's fantastic. So it doesn't happen.
I'm sure I'll receive a Christmas card from you this year and it'll be a picture of the English cricket team celebrating their Ashes win, and you'll have drawn little Santa hats or something on top of them all.
I loved the little video when it was on some Australian breakfast programme where the hosts were asking, was it the
Foreign Minister?
Said that, are you thinking about banning these people from coming back into the country? And she had a very nice wry smile on the face. She said, well, it is something I'm considering.
Yeah, thank goodness our rugby union team beat New Zealand, otherwise it would have been a disastrous weekend.
Well, you got the World Cup of Rugby coming up before long, so maybe yes. You make amends on that one.
Maybe. Yeah, indeed. So, maybe.
Anyway, look, for our listeners that aren't bothered about sport, and so far we've missed out the weather this week, let's crack on and talk about what we're here to talk about, which is business and internet marketing and advertising and all that sort of good stuff. And this week's topic, I think we're going to be looking at some new stuff in Facebook. This popped up on our radar recently. There looks to be some interesting additions coming to Facebook features, which we get quite a few inquiries about Facebook. One of those topics that is... Well, I don't know about you, David, but I think a lot of people see it as being great on the surface, potentially really good when you get deep down into it, but a lot of people don't quite seem to grasp it or don't have complete faith in what it can do for them, perhaps. Is that a fair thing to say?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's fair enough. I mean, the changes that are ongoing with Facebook, it really is a bit of an avalanche. It's every day there's something new happens that you need to try and keep yourself across. Now, not all of them are going to impact on everyone's business. Some do, some don't. But it is one of those things where you've got to be aware of what's happening just in case it does impact on you a little bit further down the road.
Indeed. There may be some features here that, the impact might not come from you're not using them, but it may come from your competitors using them, perhaps, being more aware of them than you are. So it's always worth keeping abreast of what's going on with Facebook. And where better to do it than listening to David versus David? But hey ho. Right then, just make sure you mark that podcast on iTunes and get every week subscribed.
Well, I think the first change that I came across this week, this is a goodie, is being able to encourage your fans to have your posts come up in their news feed first. We were talking about Twitter ads a few weeks ago, and I was saying how a lot of the Twitter ads, you can set it so that they come up either first or second in a Twitter feed. Well, this is fantastic. Just by changing their settings, you can encourage them so that your information comes up first. So, your fans of your page aren't going to get bored with looking at Facebook or burnt out by 300 posts about the Australian cricket team.
Who would get bored by such information like that?
Yes. And there's a couple of ways that you can do this. And the first, and I think the most easy way, is when you're on the page where the liked button is at the top. So we're talking about your page. So this is an instruction that you have to give to your followers. So at the very top, there's the liked buttons, which you click on, and that says you've liked that page, and therefore you will show up in their newsfeed. But if you click on the little down arrow that's with it, there's a section in there that says in your newsfeed, and one of your options is see first. So if they click on that, you will come to the top every time of that person's newsfeed, which is, that's absolutely fantastic. The second way to do it, a little bit more complicated, is you go into the full customization options of the Facebook page, and then you go down to the desktop. Honestly, too complicated.
Yeah.
Just encourage them to go to your page, click on the down arrow, and put see in feed first.
Yeah. Now, what this comes back to, though, you've got to realise that people aren't going to do that to your page. Perhaps, they might like your page. They might have seen something on there and think, that's good enough. I'll like this business page, whatever. So they're expecting to see updates from you in their newsfeed. What you're trying to do, of course, what you have to find is the means to encourage people to do this extra process, to do this, to click this extra, encourage them to click it to make sure that your posts do appear towards the top of their newsfeed and so on, as sort of priority stories, priority news items in their newsfeed. And they ain't going to do that unless you're giving them a reason for doing it, unless you're your posts are of good enough, sufficient interest and good quality content and stuff that they actually do want them to see. If you're gonna stick boring crap up there, who would want that to appear first in their newsfeed? So, you have to think, why would somebody want to do this? And the answer is because my Facebook posts that I put up are interesting, relevant, engaging. They've got all the attributes and all the qualities time after time after time that would make somebody want to have them appear at the top of their newsfeed.
Absolutely. It's like newspapers. Once upon a time, everybody wanted to be on page 3 with their ad in the newspaper, and you paid a premium to do that. Well, the premium that you've got to pay to be in this sort of position where your fans will want you to come up first in their newsfeed is providing them with good quality content. And, when you go back to the newspaper analogy, that's usually front page, back page, page 3. They're the pages where the absolutely big stories go. Same with television. You can pay to have your ad specifically placed at a point in a commercial break. Same on radio. So if you want your ad to come up first, whether it be on radio or newspaper or television, then there's got to be some sort of payoff. Well, with main media, the payoff is give me the money. With Facebook, it's give me great content and I will do that. And once again, you also have to ask your followers to do it. And that's, once again, how you will sort out who is a raving fan of your business and your page, and who is just one of the followers who you basically need to start looking for ways to convert into a raving fan. I think it's too easy for people to just say, oh, great, I've got 10,000 followers on my Facebook page, and there's no quality to them. It's just a large number of people that have followed your page. No one really cares about it, and you're showing that you don't really care about it either because you're not putting good quality content up.
Yeah, indeed. And it's all this thing about engagement and relevancy. So, I mean, if your target market is expecting short, snappy, you know, witticisms or whatever, that's fine. You know, that's great. As long as you're delivering what they expect. If they're expecting something or would prefer something that's a bit more in-depth, a bit more meaningful, whatever, you know, make sure that's what you give them. Just target your messages and make sure that the messages are, you know, what your audience relates to. So you know what your demographic of your own market is. So just focus for that.
Absolutely. You want to do the next one?
Yeah, go on then.
The next one, there's not a lot of information on, but it is something you need to go and do because it's still in rollout phase, which tends to suggest that the United States and the United Kingdom are getting this, and it might not be happening in Australia just yet. We're not usually in that first tier in Australia of rollout, but usually the US and the UK are. And that's the tracking pixel from your Facebook page. Now, we were only talking about this a couple of weeks ago. It's still a very new thing for Facebook, but they've already upgraded it. So you've got to remember with the Facebook pixel, it's not just about a pixel that's attached to your Facebook page, it's attached to your web page. So it's about taking people who are interacting with both your website and your Facebook page to make sure that when you place an ad, they're getting to see that ad. It's about creating custom audiences so that your message is getting in front of the right people, as opposed to shotgunning a message out there. So if someone's been to your webpage, they're clearly interested in your business. If they've gone to Facebook then you want your ads to show up in their timeline. They may not have even discovered that you've got a Facebook page at this stage. So it's really important that code is there and starting to help you establish that custom audience right now. And one of the changes that they've made to this upgraded version of the pixel is to do with speed, so that it's not taking so long to get that information embedded into them. And that's important because, once again, Google looks at things like page upload speeds and things like that. So you need to make sure that isn't affecting adversely your web page. So it's very important.
Now, remember, I mean, as you said there, we talked about this in an episode a couple of weeks ago when we had the inquiry from the South African Safari Lodge people. And this is, if we just remind people that may be not entirely aware of what this tracking pixel is about. If you have this enabled, this is what enables you to gather lots more information about how people interact with your website and through Facebook and so on, and get your ads to appear. We were talking then about targeting rather other Facebook pages and so on, weren't we? Where, you know, you maybe, if you're encouraging people to come and visit you on honeymoon and so on, whatever your target markets are that you're trying to attract, by using this pixel on your website, you're going to be able to start targeting an awful lot more about how people are getting to you. Is that right, Dave?
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely. Next one worth mentioning is the Facebook beacon. Now, this is a bit new for Facebook.
I like this one.
I love this one too. Oh. Once again, in rollout mode. I'd be really interested if you know someone in the UK, David, who's actually using it, because we haven't seen this here in Australia yet. Basically, it is a device and it's free. You've just got to request one from Facebook for your local page. And what it does is it interacts with the Bluetooth on people's mobile phones. So if they're within a specific radius of your business, it sends them a welcome message with a photo. And if any of your friends have recommended that business, then those recommendations get pushed through as well. So, you know, if you're a service station or a news agency or a pharmacy or a bakery or a restaurant, especially people in the hospitality business, this is this is gold. And I cannot see why you wouldn't be jumping on top of it.
No, I'm going to be right on the case with this one. I've got two or three people in mind. If they haven't already got it, and I'm pretty convinced they won't have, they won't even be aware of it. But I'm going to be having a chat with them about adding this to their setup, because it's just such a great thing to have. I think I can't see any reason for not having it. It's going to drive, if you're the right kind of business, that is, you know, if you're in a local business, and as you say, you know, particularly stuff like hospitality, anything where people are nearby, you know, it's got to be a really great asset to build into your Facebook page. So yeah, absolutely. I don't know, you asked me if I knew anybody. I don't know anybody for sure at the moment, but I reckon within, probably in about 2 or 3 weeks, I'm pretty confident I'm going to have somebody that might have some results from it by then. So I'll probably be trying this one out myself, actually, for a particular client of mine, to see how well it works for them, because they're in a great position to benefit from this.
Absolutely.
Anything else on that one?
No, that's good.
I think we've kind of like 15 minutes halfway into this podcast, maybe. And that little one there, you know, there's not a lot more information on it we can give yet. But I think that is probably going to be, you know, that'll be 20 minutes on its own one day. we've covered it in about 2 minutes. But look for the Beacon facility on Facebook for your local business, because it's going to be fabulous. Right, what's the next one? I think they've introduced something to do, or looking at, again, I think this is just a US one at the moment, but the ability to transfer money. So you can send money between Facebook friends, basically, using the Messenger app?
Yes, yeah, I believe it's only through the Messenger app.
So it's very similar, you've probably heard of the Google Wallet and so on. So if you're looking at making a purchase through Facebook, perhaps in future something like that, you know, this is going to start building up into a service like that, perhaps. So it's a bit early days at the moment, but if you've got people, you know, Facebook friends that, you know, so people who like your page and so on, and they want to buy something from you, send you money and so on, this is going to be a way to do it. And it's free, I believe. Unlike PayPal, I don't believe they are making a charge for it brackets yet. Yeah, so, yet. You know, who knows what the future holds on that one. I suspect they're just trying to seed the market with enough people that get familiar using it, that think, hey, oh, this is great. You know, I can use Facebook to send that guy $30 or $20 or, you know, whatever. And it's not going to cost anybody. And then, you know, if it takes off, if it gets big enough, then you're probably going to see some kind of small fee introduced for it, perhaps. Who knows? It's worthwhile bearing in mind that, you know, you've just had iPay launch. Is it from the Apple people? Is it iPay? You know, Apple Pay, whatever it is. You've got Google Wallet, and you've got Facebook, and they're all fighting for this massive market of purchasing stuff. And you sort of think about how big mobile is becoming now, and how people use Facebook for such a huge portion of their day and so on. You know, everybody goes, you know, everybody, but yeah, such a huge part of the population goes on Facebook every day to check this and that and the other. And so if you're gonna be seeing, you know, businesses promoted posts or posts appearing at the top of your newsfeed because they're amongst your favourites, and you're giving them an easy way to make purchases from you, and you know, basically Facebook is just going to be trying to capture the internet using market. You know, that's their aim, is to have everybody that uses the internet using it through Facebook. Mm-hmm. Google's trying to do it through having everybody searching for stuff using Google. Apple's trying to have everybody using it by just being cool, and music and everything like that. And Facebook's trying to do it through, you know, the everyday interactions that people want to have socially through social media. So, you know, they're all fighting for your business. And at the end of the day, It's going to be interesting to see who starts getting the biggest market share. And if they start making inroads with this, you can be sure it's going to become pretty, pretty big. And then it's a huge business for them to convert into more money further down
Absolutely.
The line. Interesting to see how this is going to go.
As a bit of an aside to that one as well, I saw during the week that Facebook have launched their buy, swap and sell group. They're taking on eBay effectively, and this is where things like being able to pay through Facebook are going to become really important. One of the things with this buy, swap and sell that they've launched is that there is no listing fee when you put product up there. Sure, they're going to take a slice of the action on the way through, but if it doesn't sell, then they don't charge.
Right.
So it's this very, very new and looks, you know, really genuinely interesting because no one's really had a decent crack at eBay.
No, absolutely.
So it's interesting that Facebook's taken this turn and decided to go after it this way. And of course, being able to pay using Facebook and at this stage, you know, there being no charge for that, that's a real incentive to drag people in to that part of the universe.
Yeah. Yeah, because obviously eBay and PayPal are very closely tied. Even they split themselves off recently, didn't they, into being separate companies? But they there's still a huge historical and preferential link there, I suspect. But yeah, again, this goes back to what I was just saying a minute ago is that all these relatively new internet giants, you know, you're talking Facebook's 10 years old really, PayPal, eBay, Google, Apple, you know, they're all businesses that are evolving over like the last kind of 15 years, I guess. And it's interesting to see how, you know, the giants that they knocked off their perches, you know, they're now going through this cycle where perhaps they're fighting each other. Which one of these new giants is going to maybe knock one of the other guys out of business or make them less relevant? So, you know, Facebook certainly replaced things like MySpace and Bebo and Friends Reunited and stuff like that. You know, they just dominated them. And Google kind of replaced AltaVista and Excite and Lycos and all these guys. You know, so big battles going on. And it's interesting to see that, you know, companies that seem to have won out so quickly a few years back, you know, may themselves be now in the challenge for supremacy between themselves and let alone any other new entrants that come in and see things. So, you know, people like eBay, it takes something like this to come along and start taking a big chunk of the market, and it'd be interesting to see what happens there. So, again, we may be talking about stuff here that's in the future, maybe not directly immediately relevant to some of our listeners at the moment, but worth bearing in mind. Never put all your eggs in one basket. So if you're relying on eBay as a front end to your business online, perhaps, you know, bear in mind that in a few years' time, eBay might not be the shop front for you that it currently is. Mm. Who knows? Big wide open things. But you again, it comes back to a reason for not making Facebook, for example, your only internet presence. If you've only got a Facebook page, you know, it's not your asset. Perhaps some, you know, if you'd built your business on a MySpace page about 8 years ago, you'd probably be regretting that because nobody looks at it anymore. They will look at Facebook and so on and so on. So, you know, have your own business assets, have your own website that you use all this stuff to direct your customers to. You've always got your asset that you're in charge of, which is your website with your own domain name, etc., etc. So anyway, a bit of a diversion, a bit of a ramble there, but there you go. Right, what's next that we've what else have they rolled out recently?
The next one is really quite a good time saver, especially for business people who are having to effectively provide the same answer over and over again to inquiries that come to them through their Facebook page. So it's the saved replies that you can actually have on your page. And they're actually quite easy to find. All you've got to do is go into the messages area of your page, and to see the saved replies, you just click on a particular message and the message will appear in a pop-up box, which is oddly enough called Save Replies, on the left-hand sidebar. Now, when I say left-hand sidebar, this is really something for people who are using this from their computer as opposed to people who are using it from mm-hmm. their mobile device. And then to make the reply from one of your, you know, save replies, it's a real sort of, you know, click and then reply. It really mm-hmm. is as easy as that. So if you're, I don't know, what would it be? If you're replying to people as a mechanic, that their car is ready for collection, easy one to do. You just have a standard one in there. If people are inquiring about...
opening times.
Yes, that's exactly what I was about to say. Then, you know, you just have a standard one in there, click, bang, up it goes. It really is very easy. And just think about the time that you're going to save. One of the things that people always complain about when it comes to social media is that it wastes a lot of their time. Well, here's a way to genuinely save time just by, you know, doing it once and then repeating over and over and over again. So easy.
Obviously, with a message like that, you can also provide quite a lot of information as well. You know, we certainly for one of the businesses that I'm involved with, you know, we get quite a lot of inquiries, and they typically ask, you know, how much do I have to spend with you? Do you have a minimum initial order? All this sort of stuff, you know, minimum order values and all, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, you can typically the replies we give, you know, I cut and paste and put them in, but having them already in there is going to be quite good, because, you know, there's a lot of information you can provide, a lot of useful information in a message like this. So make the most of it. I think, is that another one that's rolling out actually? So again, it's probably not everywhere, but look for that one. It's going to be coming soon. So.
Yeah, I reckon that'll probably do it for this week, because the next one that I know of that's coming out is to do with lead ads, and that genuinely is in, you know, limited testing mode. It will mean that you can have people subscribe to newsletters and stuff like that with a, you know, a two-click process rather than having to fill in all of their information. But it is being rolled out in such a limited area that we'll wait until we know that that's got more traction before we start to talk about how you can start to use it for your business to get people to subscribe, not so much to your Facebook page, but to you know, your database, and that's the real key with this one.
And if they work on that one, and if it does roll out, that's going to be pretty much up there with the beacon function, I think, and the appearing first in newsfeed as going to be very, very significant to any business that's on Facebook. Anybody with a Facebook page, it's going to be I think that's going to be a major feature, actually, as and when that rolls out more widely. So, we'll probably be talking about that one in a few more weeks, perhaps. So I hope so, anyway, because it's a goodie. So, look, hey, David, we've done quite well there, actually, because we had a few points we were going to talk about, and I think we've managed to cover most of them. Unlike previous episodes where we were going to talk about 10 things and we talk about two, this time we were going to talk about five or six, and we've actually managed to talk about five or six. So, hey ho, high five for me and David.
Yeah, well done us.
Right then. All right, David, I think I'm going to go off and watch a replay of the Ashes from last week. Won't take long, obviously. So I had to get that one in there. For all our listeners.
I'm actually thinking of trying out for the team. I reckon I could have scored some of those scores, so.
Absolutely. One of the ongoing little amusements from it was that, as well as the guys that score runs using their own bats, if the bowler bowls a wide ball that's impossible to reach, you know, you get an extra run. It's new automatically. There's all sorts of ways that a team can build up a score using extras without actually hitting the ball themselves. But, you know, it's all down to the bowler's fault or errors and so on. And in that first Australian innings, extras was actually the highest scoring member of the team. So 11 batsmen and extras actually scored more than any other player on that team, I believe. So they're going to be made captain next week.
Yeah. How depressing.
Sorry, mate. Anyway, look, enough. Sorry. And for listeners that aren't into cricket, I apologise for being boring. But hey-ho. Right, look, you can catch all the other episodes. You can download each episode from our website at davidversusdavid.com. You can engage with us through our Facebook page, ask us questions, raise points, provide us with topics for future episodes that you'd like to see covered. That's at facebook.com /David versus David. And you can, you can subscribe to our podcast at iTunes and make sure that you get the weekly episode delivered straight to you. And you can also leave us some nice glowing reviews. We always like the glowing reviews. And let other people know what you found useful about the podcast and why they should subscribe to. So do that for us. That'd be great. Otherwise, I think, unless David's got anything to add to this, it's probably going to be over and out from me here in the UK.
Yep, and it's over and out from me here in beautiful paradise, Tasmania. Catch you next week, guys, when hopefully we'll have won another cricket match.
Who against? Right. Bye-bye.
You have just been listening to the David versus David podcast with David Pritchard and David Council, helping you get knockout results with your online marketing and advertising. Please keep in mind that the ideas, opinions, and information shared in the show are those of the hosts and do not reflect those of their past employers.